It's 6:20. I'm BJ Austin with a KERA News special report on the shootings in downtown Dallas that killed 5 police officers and wounded 7 others. 2 civilians were also injured.
We are thankful for our lives. Others lost them last night. We are thankful for our families. Other families lost that last night. We are thankful for our city, yes. And we are thankful for each other. That is why we're here today, just hours after this act of evil.
That's Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings speaking at a midday prayer service at Thanksgiving Square in downtown. Over the next few minutes, we'll learn more about the victims and the suspect who was killed, Micah Xavier Johnson. Mayor Rawlings says Johnson was working alone, and law enforcement found documents detailing his motives at his home in Mesquite.
This was a mobile shooter that had written manifestos on how to shoot and move, and he did that. He did his damage, but we did damage to him as well.
Later on, we'll hear from witnesses who watched the shooting unfold and community leaders grieving the loss of public servants. We'll start with the suspect. Law enforcement spent the day at his house in Mesquite. KERA's Stella Chavez visited the neighborhood where Micah Xavier Johnson lived.
Micah Xavier Johnson lived in a quiet Mesquite neighborhood in a tan 2-story brick home. On Friday, though, police, news trucks, and reporters were everywhere. Many of his neighbors were either at work or didn't want to answer their doors on this hot July day. Kevin Giles was walking by. He says he knew Johnson.
That was my cousin. We went to high school together, ROTC.
Like many North Texans, Giles says he can't believe what happened in downtown Dallas, and he doesn't want to believe his cousin was the shooter. Giles says he never heard his cousin talk about wanting to carry out an attack or that he wanted to harm someone.
That ain't like him, you know what I'm saying? That ain't like him. I mean, we stay in the suburbs, so we get in some trouble out here.
The U.S. Army says Johnson was deployed to Afghanistan in 2013 and returned to the U.S. the following year. He served in the Army until April 2015. To Giles, he wasn't just an Army veteran. He also loved to play sports.
He goofy, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he's smart and goofy. He liked to play around, but all that serious stuff, getting down like that, it wasn't him.
Johnson told Dallas police in the parking garage where he was cornered that he was upset about the recent fatal police shootings of unarmed black men, that he wanted to kill white people and wanted to kill white police officers. As police swarmed Johnson's home, kids watched nearby. 15-year-old Seth Dorsey says the recent shootings have been on his mind.
We talked about this incident, and you know, my parents, they were pretty upset about it. It hurt them a little bit. But yeah, you know, it's tough.
Despite that pain, Seth's parents tell him he should be honest with police and respect them. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
Now to the victims. 4 Dallas police officers were killed. So was an officer who worked for DART, Dallas Area Rapid Transit. 7 other officers were injured. KERA's Stephanie Kuo reports on those who lost their lives while protecting the protesters.
Soon after the Thursday night shooting, the first death was confirmed. Overnight, the death toll climbed. By early Friday morning, 5 officers were dead. At a press conference, Dallas Police Chief David Brown expressed his disbelief.
We're hurting. Our profession is hurting. Dallas officers are hurting. The suspect said he was upset about the recent police shootings. The suspect said he was upset at white people. None of that makes sense. None of that is a reason, a legitimate reason, to do harm to anyone.
The names of 3 victims had been confirmed by Friday afternoon. Brent Thompson, the DART officer, as well as Patrick Zamripa and Michael Kroll, both Dallas cops. Thompson was 43. He's the first officer killed in the line of duty since DART formed a police department in 1989. Thompson joined DART in 2009. He had just gotten married in the past couple weeks. 3 other DART officers were also injured. Morgan Lyons, a spokesperson for DART, says the agency is helping the families of those affected.
Obviously, everybody is very sad. This is new territory for us. This is new and painful territory for us. So We are rallying around each other, trying to support each other, certainly focusing our attention on our police officers who have a very hard job to do.
Patrick Zamripa, the Dallas police officer, was 32. He served three tours in Iraq for the U.S. Navy. On Twitter, his stepbrother described him as a family man. Zamripa attended the Fort Worth School District. He leaves behind two small children and a wife. Michael Kroll was 40. He was a Michigan native. He served with the jail system in Wayne County before moving to Dallas to join the police department. Dallas Police Association Vice President Michael Mata says he feels lost and shocked. He says the four Dallas officers who were killed were model employees.
All four of them took great pride in their work. All four of them did everything the right way. We had two that had long tenure on the department and one that was very close to retiring. And we had two that were younger, and they did everything that the citizens of Dallas expect from their police department. They were very courageous, and I think it'd be very hard to find anybody to say a sour word about any of the four.
Mata says the Dallas Police Association has reached out to all affected families and will provide financial assistance and counseling. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.
Last night's protest was peaceful. When the demonstration wrapped up, the shots rang out across downtown. KERA's Courtney Collins takes a look back at how the last 24 hours sounded in Dallas.
It started out as what was to me the biggest and most inspiring rally I'd been to in Dallas.
Enough is enough!
My name is Jamie Hart, and I am from Southern Mississippi, but I live in Dallas, Texas. I'm 33 years young. What I would like to see change, or what I would like to see happen, is the same effort that was given to destroying black lives and black communities. That effort be matched only by an effort to restore and empower black lives and black communities.
And everything was peaceful and beautiful until the end of the march.
Somebody's really armed to the teeth.
Oh my God. There's people laying on the ground. I hope they're just hiding.
I think another officer's down around the corner over here. They got SWAT over here. I can't really get any closer. I'm safe, man. Don't worry about it.
At 8:58, our worst nightmare happened. Dallas Public Safety, Dallas Police Department, DART officers were fired upon by shooters. I'm sad to say that we have deceased, and it is a heartbreaking moment for the city of Dallas.
We had an exchange of gunfire with the suspect. We saw no other option but to use our bomb robot and place a device on its extension for it to detonate.
This police department trained in de-escalation far before cities across America did it.
We are heartbroken. There are no words to describe the atrocity that occurred to our city. All I know is that this must stop.
I would ask that if you're at your home or at your office or at your school, to join us today at noon in that spirit of prayer, to bring our city together and our country together, to heal wounds, not create them.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is a song that says, reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this a better place if you can. And I know you can.
And turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. Heal America. In the name of our Lord Jesus, amen.
An emotional 24 hours for Dallas. We just heard from Pastor T.D. Jakes, and before that, Monica Alonso, Police Chief David Brown, Mayor Mike Rawlings, and witnesses to last night's protest and gunfire. Find the latest about the downtown shooting at keranews.org, and tomorrow morning on Weekend Edition Saturday, we'll have extended coverage from 7 to noon. A hot weekend shaping up with highs in the upper 90s. That means the index will be even hotter. No rain in the forecast. 95 in Dallas, 97 degrees in Fort Worth. It's 6:30. I'm BJ Austin, KERA News.